Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi ladies, it's Lucy, your host to 5 Minutes to Sexy. In today's episode, we are talking about the 3 simple steps to making a green smoothie. So, you know, what's the big deal about green smoothies and why is everybody so crazy about them? Well, it's no secret that leafy greens are super sources for high quality amino acids, antioxidants, phytonutrients. They support immune system function, improve your health, longevity, help reduce chronic disease, all kinds of goodies. So let's be real. Most of us don't eat enough of them. So green smoothies help us like up our intake of these super beneficial veggies. And lucky for us, it's actually pretty easy to incorporate this into even our craziest day schedules. Now, before I give you the 3 simple steps, I want to give you 3 reasons to love green smoothies. And these are 3 reasons that I absolutely love green smoothies. The first one is that green smoothies give our bodies a natural, healthy energy boost. And that is a fantastic alternative to having an energy drink, a soda, or that double espresso that keeps you going. And right now, I am very pregnant, like having a baby in the next couple or few weeks. And I am not a big coffee drinker. And even if I were before getting pregnant, it's not really the best option for me right now. And if you're in that situation, or if you're nursing, or you just don't want to have to rely on something like a stimulant to keep you going throughout the day and keep you awake and alert, the natural energy boosters that you put into a green smoothie are a fantastic alternative. All right, number 2, green smoothies are actually really simple, easy, and quick to make. It takes just a few minutes to prepare a green smoothie, and you can easily drink it on the go. And the 3rd reason we love green smoothies is that they help you reach your weight loss goals. They can, depending on how you're drinking them and what else you're having with them. But it's kind of a happy side effect, really, especially when you're drinking a protein-packed green smoothie instead of a large meal. If you're doing that, be sure to add some friendly fats, too, to your protein-packed smoothie, like chia seeds or coconut milk or avocado, to make it more satisfying and fulfilling and well-balanced. All right, so if you're ready to give it a try, this is how you make a green smoothie. Let's demystify it. Three main parts. To a green smoothie. 1 is leafy greens. So just take 1 cup of leafy greens. My recommendations are kale, romaine lettuce, spinach, bok choy, collard greens, or Swiss chard. My personal favorite is kale. I know that some people find it a little off-putting because it can be a little gritty depending on what you're using to blend up your smoothie. But I really like kale because where we live, we can find organic kale for a really great price, and it's always crispy and fresh, and I love it. All right, so the 2nd part of your smoothie equation is 1 cup of a liquid base. Water is what I usually use. Coconut water is another option. Just watch out for added sugars. Make sure it's real, you know, pure coconut water without any added sugar. It has enough natural sugar as it is. You can also use almond milk, coconut milk. So I would stick with those 4 for the most part. Water, coconut water, almond milk, or coconut milk. And the 3rd and final piece of the green smoothie equation is the fruit. So 1 cup of fruit. This can be avocado, because that is technically a fruit. Or you can use something sweeter like apple, orange, pear, mango, pineapple, peach, banana, or berries. And then once you have your 1 cup of leafy greens, 1 cup of your liquid base, 1 cup of fruit, just blend it all up in. If you can use a regular blender, we have tried all of the other alternatives like the Nutribullet, the Ninja. What else is there? Now we're at a Vitamix. We just got a Vitamix, so that's super exciting because we've been wanting one of those for a long time. And that one seems to blend up the greens the best, in my opinion. But really, any good blender with sharp blades will do the job. And then if you want to add some boosters to your smoothie, some good ones are chia seeds. Add lots of omega-3s and fiber and a little more protein. Almond butter, an unflavored protein. protein powder, without added sugars at least. And you may also want to try cacao nibs, cinnamon, acai, flax seeds, or matcha green tea, one of my personal favorites. So there you have it, the three simple steps to making a green smoothie. One, get yourself a cup of leafy greens. Two, get yourself a cup of liquid base. And finally, add a cup of fruit. And if you really want to supercharge your green smoothie, add some optional boosters. That's it for today, and thanks for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.